Morning Valley for family, virtually and live. Isn't it wonderful to be in the house of the Lord this morning? Yes, and so this morning we get an opportunity to come in together and fellowship, and what we're going to hear is a song that talks about letting Jesus. But this verse came to mind and I thought it would be good to share, talking about casting your burdens on Jesus because he cares for you. Are you tired of wrestling over and over again with the same old concerns? Has it become aggravating to the point it is beginning to weigh you down? 1 Peter, the 5th chapter and the 7th verse says, cast all, not some, all your anxieties on him because he cares for us. Just throw it on him. Let him carry your burdens. Jesus said he could cast all of our cares on him because he cares for us. There is absolutely, positively nothing we are going through that we cannot cast on the Lord. Okay. Let Jesus.
Talk to Jesus.
Because
'Cause I know He cares,
and He'll make a way for you. Give up and let Jesus take over. Give up and let Jesus take over. Give up and let Jesus take over. And He'll make a way for you. Give up. And
let Jesus
take over. Give up.
Oh, give up.
And let Jesus.
Oh, let Jesus
take over.
Take over.
Give up.
Give up.
Let Jesus.
Let Jesus
take over. And He.
Good morning, and welcome to Valley Brook's Communion Sunday. We want to give a very special welcome to all our first-time viewers and visitors. We are so happy you have chosen to worship with us here at Valley Brook. Those at home may click on the link below to access our first-time visitor card. Please take a few minutes to complete it to help us pray for you, as well as to notify you of future Valley Brook events. You may also find this form on our streaming page after the service. Streaming the Sunday service. We have three options for viewing our Sunday service virtually. You can go to the website and click onto the streaming tab. You can connect directly to the stream via vbccstream.com, or you can go to our Facebook page at VBCC Online to connect. Praise reports, prayer requests, and sick and shut-in reports. If you have information about a member who has become ill, or if you would like others to pray for you, please complete a prayer request e-card located under the Pastor's Corner tab or on the streaming tab on our website, and we will be happy to lift you up. Also, join us every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for our Power Hour of Prayer. The phone number and access code are listed on our website's homepage and in today's bulletin. Offering. For your convenience, you may contribute on our website through our giving tab, or you may mail your donation to our office address as listed on the back of the bulletin. Access our bulletin. Please reference this morning's bulletin for our scripture reading and more complete information about the Valley Brook happenings. You may also access the bulletin by clicking on the streaming tab and click on the link labeled Virtual Bulletin. COVID safety. Valley Brook Community Church is committed to providing a safe and healthy facility for our staff, members, and visitors. In light of the new developments with the COVID-19 pandemic, we must strive to help keep one another safe. Please take a look at today's bulletin to see how we can help one another during these times. Please receive Janelle Oklu, who will lead us in today's offertory prayer and scripture reading.
Good morning, Valley Brook family.
Good morning.
How are y'all today?
Good, good. Good to see you all. Good, good. And good morning to all of you out in virtual land. All right. Today's scripture reading comes from Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you and we thank you for this day that you have made. Thank you, Father, for bringing us together. For those of us who are gathered here in person at Valley Brook, we also pray for our extended family who are gathered online throughout the world, Lord. Thank you that we can gather together to praise you this morning. Lord, in your word, it says that you will be exalted among the nations. We exalt you this morning. You are worthy. You are worthy of our praise. You are worthy of our thanks. You are worthy of our honor. God, thank you for an opportunity to worship you this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this reminder that you are our strength, you are our refuge, you are our ever-present help in trouble, you are our fortress. That means anything that may be going on in our lives, you are the answer. So Father, for those who are sick right now, sick in body or sick in mind, Father, for those who are seeking a place of safety, Lord, for those who are just bewildered about whatever is going on in life and don't have the answers, may we know that we can trust in you. Heavenly Father, we pray today for our pastor, Pastor Dan Beatty and Miss Laverne. We just ask you to please continue to watch over them, keep them where they are. Father, in Canada, bring them home safely to us, Lord. Give them health and strength, Lord. Father, thank you for this opportunity to give, Lord, to give to your work. So we just pray that you would bless our offering. Bless those who give to the work that you are doing through Valley Brook, Lord. And Father, we just ask that you would come and bless your word today as it is shared. Give us hearts and minds to listen and to receive from you, Lord. This is what we ask in the name of your son, Jesus, with thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you.
began a good work in you. He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. He'll be faithful to complete it. He who started the work will be faithful to complete it in you. If the struggle you're facing is slowly replacing your hope with despair, or the process is long and you're losing your song in the night, you can be sure that the Lord has His hand on you, safe and secure. He will never abandon you. You are His treasure, and He finds His pleasure in you.
Celebrities. I'm not Grace White. I got a text message from her this morning that she had come down with the flu, had a fever, sore throat, and would I come and give a sermon? And Danny responded to that saying, don't worry about giving a sermon, that we just get by. I agreed. The reason she texted me is because I agreed to lead the communion service later in the service. And just for clarification, Laverne is home and well, and Dan has COVID asymptomatic. So he's in line to get on the bus to go to the airport and didn't get the okay to go. Can fly home. So he's hoping and expecting within the next 4 or 5 days that he'll be no longer asymptomatic but not have COVID, and so that he can come home. He seems very fine. I mean, I talked to him yesterday, and he was very much engaged in a 5-hour meeting that the leaders had yesterday. I do want to pray together. Please pray with me. Father God, Lord Jesus, thank you for this day you've made and the surprises it holds. We especially lift up Elder Grace, asking for her healing and recovery. And we ask for grace and help for Pastor Dan to be COVID-free and allowed back in the country this week. In the name of Jesus, amen. So there's a couple things that kind of like two things I'd like to do. One is I'm very hopeful that Dan will give the congregation as a whole a view of his slides. But they've been in Canada for over a week, and Western Canada, and we got to see his slides yesterday. And it just take your breath away. It's just absolutely beyond comprehension. These beautiful, beautiful mountains, thousands of feet high, covered with trees, and it was just really, really gorgeous. We got quite a communication about our outreach and benevolence ministries, and how much good work is being done by those teams. And anybody want to take care of that? I want to testify that God, meaning Father, Son, Jesus, and Holy Spirit, is at work in us, among us, in persons we know who do not yet know our beautiful Savior, Jesus. When it was my turn to share yesterday, I shared about two things that God is working on in me. First is drawing me nearer to Him. I asked Jesus in my heart when I was 5 years old, which was a long time ago. But I find that Jesus and God are working on me, drawing me into a different level of intimacy that I didn't even know was possible. And as that happens, I find myself gently crying tears really frequently. And I think it's not tears of sadness or sorrow. It's tears of intimacy and of being known and of being told that I'm known by God. And it's been a very rich change in my life now that I'm in my latter 60s. And secondly, I get invitations from Him when things are not going right. And instead of viewing these things not going right as problems, instead viewing them as opportunities to see Him, whatever it is that He's going to do to help me in the midst of that problem. And I've got lots of problems I can't solve. And I feel welcome by God to accept that it's not His intention for me to solve them. The intention of and purpose of those issues is for me to draw near to Him and see what He's going to do about it. And I'm happy to have that role. That's a better role for me. So I have that's what I've prepared. I'm going to ask something a little later, but I have a trick question. And it's actually two trick questions. This is Communion Sunday, so we're going to be thinking a little bit about Jesus' death and His crucifixion and His resurrection. So my question is, was the crucifixion of Jesus a good thing or a bad thing? And somebody say both? A good thing. Good for us. Jesus probably considered it good for Him too. He got us in the deal. And I would say it's both the most horrible evil that has ever occurred on earth and the most beautiful love that and grace that's ever occurred on earth. It's both of those things at the same time. When did Jesus die for us? This is another trick question. I don't mean it down to the hour or minute or anything. Like 2,000 years ago, would you say that? Would anybody contest that?
It says in Ephesians 1:4, the Father chose us in Him before the creation of the world. In Revelation 13:8, it says, Jesus was the Lamb that was slain from the creation of the world. So, again, I think it's both. He certainly was crucified 2,000 years ago, and in God's perspective, His death was part of the creation plan, which many scientists believe was 13.7 billion years ago, a little more than 2,000. So I want to give anybody here who has any joy or sorrow in their relationship with Jesus that they would like to share with the rest of us, I would like to give that invitation. And I was only imagining that maybe two or three people might take advantage of that opportunity.
You know, I'm not up on the podium too much anymore, but this morning I read a text that I knew Pastor wasn't going to be here, but yesterday in our leadership meeting, we had planned for Grace to give the sermon and for Bill to sort of deal with the communion. And then this morning, while I was getting ready to come to church, I found out that Grace couldn't make it because she was sick, very sick. I talked to Grace last night, asked her, was she okay? And she said, yes. She was just having a little time and she was going to get some rest and take a little cough medicine. And she thought she'll be okay in the morning. This morning, when I read the text, she had a temperature 103 plus. A little bit, and that's not good. She's coughing, but I then remember what Bill said yesterday about doing the communion. Then I read another text from Pastor talking to Bill and letting some of us elders get involved in that conversation and thanking Bill for what he was doing, and looked like something came over Bill, that sometimes sharing testimony is a form of worship, just like giving a sermon is a form of worship. And all I knew to do this morning was to come in and share a few words with you that hit me when I found that we was in a pretty tough place. This morning, I could feel the empathy for Bill. I also feel the empathy for the pastor being there, wondering how his service was going to go, and Bill wondering what he's going to say because he hadn't prepared anything. Some of us have been in those situations, and the pit of Herod. But as you grow, as God brings you closer to himself, he lets you see for me that one of the things that causes us to be brought so close to him is that he gives us witness and evidence that he's still here and he's living. He's a living Jesus. Because he speaks to each one of us in our own personal relationships with him to do things that we hadn't planned to do things we hadn't practiced to do. But this morning for me, I said, what can I do? I said, all I can do is to share what this means to me. And what this means to me is what Jesus has been showing us in this body for quite some time. He has let us see situations that we couldn't solve ourselves. There's no way in the world that we could solve some situations that we've run through in the last 2 to 5 years. But here we are. And so for me, this has really basically given me faith that sometimes you don't get until you're on the battlefield. And I know a little bit about that too. But when you're on that battlefield and you've heard all the sermons, you read all the scripture, and then you got to do something that you don't know what you're going to do. And this morning for me, God called me and spoke to me. And I was just about halfway here. I was just about halfway ready. And it came to me, I wanted to tell you that this communion service to me is a wonderful communion service today. Because it's evidence. It's stuff that lets you know God will always, always, always show up with something. You don't know whether it's going to be the little boy with the fish. Amen. And you just don't know whether it's going to be on the other side of the boat. The fish going to be on the other side of the boat. You don't know. But he shows up. And this morning, I think he's shown up here to let us as a group and a body realize that what the pastor is teaching and what we are involved in personally is real. And I feel real good this morning about what he said to me. And I hope that he speaks to you in whatever way he wants to speak to you. But I'm thankful this morning to have my faith just increased even more. And I done been through some things to let me already see him. But each day, he shows us a little something. A little something different, and it gets to the point that some of it is readily available. You see it right away, but other things, just something can just pop up on the floor, and you feel good about that. So I just want to tell you that I'm glad to be here this morning. I'm glad for us to be in a situation this morning, because it makes me know what I've been thinking I believe. The same thing happened to me when I had a stroke from the pulpit. I was on the way out, and God touched me. And when I got to the hospital, all of a sudden I was in joy because I didn't panic and I felt all right. And what that told me is, you got me, God, and I got the trust I think I got. Sometimes you don't know that until you get right there. So I just wanted to share that with you this morning. Be on the lookout. You don't know how he's going to touch anyone in here to come out of something hard. Like, we got hard things going all over everywhere. He's going to bring you out. And now, like the opening song said, let Jesus do it. And that's when we just sort of surrender. Say, I'm not supposed to know how to do this, Jesus. You do that. That's your job. And your job has also taken place in me because you've given me this favor. I didn't give it to me. And I just want to thank him and just pray that God will touch everybody here this morning and everybody out in the audience that to let us see that this whole communion thing, God told us to remember what communion means. And communion means that he's in charge. He's taking care of everything. He's made this thing eternal for us. We didn't make it eternal for ourselves. So God bless you, sisters and brothers, and have a great day. And let me get down for Miss Faye.
This way.
Good morning, Valley Brook. This is not my specialty. However, Marlo said, well, it's getting a little warm. Why don't you just crank down the air conditioner a little bit so people are comfortable? And on my way to the, I went to one side, on my way to the other, I heard, well, you're standing now. So why not take this opportunity to share what a joy God is to me. He is better to me than I am to myself. He's always made a way. I'm grateful that he put me in the lives of the parents I had. Perfect? No. But they had a relationship with God that would foster something in me that would later come up and sustain me. Some of those old hymns, when I'm in a bad place, I've learned to go to those songs, and they play through my mind. Like in the morning, when morning gilds the sky, my heart awakening cries, let Jesus Christ be praised. Or, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Or, yes, Jesus loves me. And while that seems elementary, in a tough spot, if that's all you can remember, it will sustain you. Because it takes your mind off of the stuff that you're going through. Because when I'm focused on problems that I have or concerns, it takes me to an ugly place, a sad place, a place that is not befitting of those who have someone who's already purchased their pardon, right? So I'm walking around like a pauper, and I'm a king's kid. So I draw from that. I love the Holy Spirit that lives in this place that moves from heart to heart and breast to breast. Are we perfect? No, he is. But the love that he gives each and every one of us just spreads throughout this room and throughout, even virtually it spreads. And so I, for one, feel overjoyed to be walking this walk with the Jesus in me and before me and behind me and beside me and in all of you. So thank you for this opportunity to just give God all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise that he and he alone is worthy of. Because in and of myself, there is no good thing. But as long as I keep myself open, a conduit that he can come through, I'll be okay.
I want to say good morning to all of you, and good morning to our listening audience out there of the Valley Brook family. It is so rare to look at you from this angle for me. But, you know, I was thinking this morning, and I didn't know anyway what had happened with Pastor and all of that, but I just looked at all the things that the devil tried to do to keep me from coming this morning. I mean, it was so interesting. He was so intent on me not being here this morning. I don't wake up on Sunday thinking, well, I think I'll take a rest today, you know. And the devil's got some interesting tricks, you know. I always talk about that. I did something rare. I rehearsed early this morning. And some new music I've been working on. I got it right. Whoa, I've been trying to get this right all this time, but how come you get it right today? but keep rehearsing. Nah, I think I'm going to go on and take a shower. Nah, but you know, you got this thing coming up. Nah, I got you, but I think I'm going to go on and do that. You know, so that was some other stuff. So then I was thinking about, so yesterday I was trying to get the air on in the car God gave. Okay, well, I didn't read the book like I'm supposed to read it. Okay, so it's hot as it is, and I can't figure out how to turn the air conditioning on. So I go to Google, you know, and I ask Google, hey, but I don't understand what Google's saying. I can't keep up with pushing the buttons they're telling me to push while I'm whatever. So I said, well, you know what, I'll go to the dealership and ask them to do it. And then I thought, well, tomorrow's Sunday. It's going to be, okay, all right, okay, I can't do that. So anyway, so God tells me, well, I'll tell you what. Do this and do this and do this last night when I got a car and go in the house. So I did this, this, and this, and this, and this, and I went in the house. You got to push three things and turn this on and do this, and the key's got to be in one place, whatever. I did it. I just did what he told me and went in the house. Now, I get up this morning. I take communion every day. Every morning. It's part of my luxury. I take communion every day. I realized that this morning is Communion Sunday. I didn't know that till I get here. Okay? So anyway, but the interesting thing is that I get up and I get out and I get in the car, and it's something about turn the key to position two. Well, you know you're getting the car. You're getting the car. You're putting the thing. You turn the car starts up, and you're going where you're going. But to get this to work right, you got to turn it to position two. So for some strange reason, I turn it to position two, and air conditioning comes on. Now, why am I telling you this story? I'm telling you this story because Forrest Gump ain't got nothing on me. It got nothing on me, okay? The miracles, the stuff that God does in my life on an everyday basis to let me know that he's real. Hey, folks, yeah, it may have been 2,000 years ago, whenever. I don't understand all that. I talk to the Holy Spirit about it all the time. I know a lot of stuff, but I don't understand all that. But God is real. Christ is real. It's real. You're not talking to somebody who's dead, folks. You're talking to somebody who is alive. You know, yeah, and I stand there in the morning, and listen, I got one of them pictures of Jesus the way he looked back when he was on my wall when I was a little boy. And yeah, he's in that picture, he's a white man. Okay? And interestingly enough, the one that I got, it morphs into an imprint of the crowd of tourists. Something fell. You know, the crowd thing. And when I look this way, I see him from the shroud, right? And then when I see him this way, I see him as we now. And I tell him, I know this may not be what you really look like. I understand all that. But I also know that on many nights in the Delta of Mississippi, with races living across the street from me, that was the picture that was over my bed. And it got me from there to here. So it ain't about what he looked like. It's what he did for you. And what he did for me. And what he does for me every given day. Every given day. Don't let the suits fool you. Don't let the talent fool you. Don't let the car fool you. If it wasn't for my relationship and what it did when I got here to Valley Brook. Oh, I knew a lot of stuff. I'll end by saying, I tell Dan all the time, I know a lot of people. I know a lot of stuff. But one guy, folk, led me to Christ. One guy. Dan Beatty. I've met a lot of people. But one guy, I tell anybody, said, Jesus.
want to read from 1 Corinthians 11, 23 to 26. And I think we could begin passing out the communion. So. I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you." I've got a little piece here. Go ahead. Do this in remembrance of me. I think we'll do this together, and then we'll do the cup separately. Everybody got it?
No.
Got it? Okay. Let's partake together. Body of Christ. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For when you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Lost my bulletin, so, oh, there it is. Nope. Thank you, John. So we're ready for the final song. And hopefully we'll be back to normal next Sunday. I guess we might want, I should do a benediction or something.
Send mercy and the power of the blood. I'm so glad that my freedom wasn't based on what I've learned. But it's send mercy and the power of
Would you like to stand for the benediction? Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, now, until Jesus comes again, and forevermore. Amen.